WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Philadelphia officials not talking about how many fatalities there have been in the wake of a jet ambulance crash on the city's northeast side shortly after taking off. Six people aboard the aircraft.
On behalf of 13 million Pennsylvanians, we are all here for Northeast Philly tonight.
Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro says Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy has dispatched investigators.
He has dispatched four members of the FAA to Philly, and there are four members of NTSB on their way as well.
At a medical facility in the Detroit suburb of Troy, Michigan, a hyperbaric chamber exploded, killing a five-year-old boy inside the machine and injuring his mother standing nearby. South Carolina gave a lethal injection to Marion Bowman Jr., condemned for the shooting death of a friend whose burned body was found in the trunk of a car in 2001. He maintained his innocence all along. This is ABC News. There have been reports of certain cities doing what they can to resist the administration's deportation efforts. White House spokeswoman Caroline Leavitt.
It's very interesting that Democrat officials in these cities who have been completely overrun and overwhelmed by illegal immigrant criminals would refuse support and help to cure this problem that has especially taken over their cities. I guess they don't want to admit they've been wrong.
The administration has begun ordering federal employees to stop putting their pronouns at the bottom of their emails.
The directive sent to employees of multiple agencies instructs personnel to remove pronouns from their email signatures. It's the latest example of the Trump administration seeking to strike all language stemming from diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts in, quote, federal discourse, communications, and publications. Pronouns have never been required in email signatures, and it's unclear what penalties federal workers could face if they fail to remove them.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy in Washington. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you, too, can live and serve part-time, close to home, by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
The Bucks head west. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks open a four-game road trip. Tonight, they're in L.A. against the Clippers. Following that, games in Utah, Portland, and San Antonio. Men's college basketball, Marquette with another win over Villanova. 87-74 last night in Milwaukee. The Golden Eagles have never lost to Villanova since Shaka Smart took over as Marquette's head coach. The Badgers host Nebraska tomorrow at noon at the Kohl Center. NFL conference championships. First, the Eagles and the Commanders at 2, followed by the Chiefs and the Bills. Quarterback Josh Allen hoping to lead the Bills back to a Super Bowl for the first time since Jim Kelly was the quarterback back in 1994.
You always remember the feeling of not pulling through. You know, that sticks with you for a while, and it really doesn't leave. But again, I think every year that you go through in this league, you learn more things about yourself, about your team, about the game of football. We look at that, and you know, we just love the opportunity that we have.
That's the Bills' Josh Allen. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The Oscars are just 4 weeks away, and if you missed some of the Best Picture nominees the first time around or don't have access to the films in theaters, don't despair. The Brutalist, A Complete Unknown, I'm Still Here, and Nickel Boys are unavailable to stream at the moment, but the rest of the nominees are available to watch in the comfort of your own home. Anora, Wicked, and The Substance are all on pay-per-view for anywhere from $4 to $20. 20 big ones might sound like a lot, but oftentimes is cheaper than actually going to the theater. The following potential Best Pick winners are free free if you have the appropriate platforms. Conclave is on Peacock. You can catch A Real Pain on Hulu, and Emilia Perez is available on Netflix. Check them out. It will make watching the Oscars more fun. And at those prices, you can't afford not to be a couch potato. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Thickening clouds for tonight, a low in the upper teens. For tomorrow, cloudy sky, breezy, some snow showers in the afternoon, a high in the low 30s. Then turning partly sunny and warmer Sunday, high climbing into the low 40s. It's 24 right now.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll take a look back at the weekend happenings and have an all-new What's Worse. Your chance to call in, have your voice heard. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
.gov. Talk early. Talk often. Get others involved. A message from the U.S. DHHS and the Ad Council.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program, Operation Wrath of Zion. Have you heard of this? This is amazing. Donald Trump signed an executive order to cancel the visas of college students who have protested against Netanyahu or in support of Palestine, which opens the door to their being deported. And this small company, Stellar Defense and Cyber Intelligence, is ready to help. They've got this AI technology. Stellar is the maker of something called Nesher AI. Nesher is Hebrew for eagle. Their slogan on social media is, the eagle listens, the eagle watches, the eagle knows. And this company is saying that now that Donald Trump has signed this executive order, that they're prepared to use their AI product to identify anti-Netanyahu protesters, college protesters in the United States, so that they can have their student visas revoked, so that they can be put on a plane and deported out of the country. There's a conservative right-wing group, it's called Betar, that apparently is using this product. This article, it's in the dropsitenews.com by Jack Polson, and the article's a little bit ambiguous about the connection between Betar and this company, but he writes, Betar is a self-described right-wing Zionist youth movement that has made prominent use of the facial recognition tool, so they're using this product. Together, they hope to feed the names of pro-Palestinian protesters to U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, and other law enforcement agencies, according to statements made by both groups. In December, the Times of Israel reported that Betar had worked with pro-Israel U.S. lawmakers, including Senators Ted Cruz and John Fetterman, on plans to round up, quote, suspects in anticipation of Donald Trump's return to the White House. Whoa. Operation Wrath of Zion. This stuff is getting serious. I would also argue that this stuff is getting to violations of the First Amendment. The First Amendment protects all persons in the United States, not just U.S. citizens. I have seen, you know, multiple postings recently where people are saying, oh, well, you know, non-citizens don't have, you know, constitutional rights, don't have constitutional. That's not true. The Constitution, nowhere in the Constitution does it say only citizens have these rights. It says persons, people within the United States have these rights, the rights guaranteed under the Bill of Rights, the first 10 amendments of the Constitution, and the 13th, 14th, and 15th amendments of the Constitution, among others. Meanwhile, Chris Coons, the Democratic senator from Delaware, talking to a reporter with Raw Story, Sarah Burris, said that one of the most disturbing answers that Kash Patel gave yesterday was when he was asked who the FBI works for. And apparently his response was something to the order of he works for Donald Trump, or the FBI works for Donald Trump. The correct answer And by the way, Chris Kuhn says, I asked everybody this question. He says, Bill Barr answered it easily. See, the correct answer is the FBI works for the American people. Bill Barr answered it easily. Pam Bondi answered it easily. Merrick Garland answered it easily. I do that with every nominee, says Chris Kuhns. But Kajal Patel and Tulsi Gabbard, both of them refused to answer the question. Kuhns said, you have to be willing to refuse an order and resign. And then he says, Patel just wouldn't. He wouldn't say that. He wouldn't go there. So apparently Donald Trump has made it very clear to Kash Patel and Tulsi Gabbard and you know, pretty much everybody else, all of his, Pete Hegseth and Pam Bondi, his nominees, that if they do not put their loyalty to him ahead of their loyalty to the Constitution, they will be out on their butts, which, of course, is what happened in his last White House stint. Only this time he's got, you know, now an entire enforcement mechanism working for him. And, you know, shortly, if Bondi is approved by the Senate, and I'm guessing that will probably happen next week, he's going to have the entire, you know, the FBI and the entire police apparatus of the United States on his side. It's going to get very, very intense, I think, very soon. So what say you? Tashara in Cleveland, Ohio. Hey, Tashara, what's on your mind today?
Hello, Tom. How are you doing?
I'm fine.
So I'm sure you have addressed this before, but what are your thoughts about boycotting or leaving X and masses due to Elon's involvement in just tearing down and apart our democracy, his blatant racism, his ties to the Nazis, his disregard to human life, and even the working class, and then even throwing in some of these other social media outlets to that matter. I know that, you know, these outlets kind of connect us to the world and what's going on, but using them is just like condoning and just providing a pass to, you know, these bad people.
Yeah.
And then my next question is, do you think the only reason why Trump is trying to reduce the federal workforce is just to free up capital so he, Elon, and other companies can just get more rich through government contracts?
Or tax breaks. Yeah, I think so. I think that they're trying to kill off the government in order to fund tax breaks for billionaires. And they've pretty much said that. So, yeah, with regard to getting off X, I still post on X, but I only post my daily take because the algorithm, I mean, you know, is so against the liberals that there's almost no point in posting on X anymore. But I don't want to, but I post on X, I post on Tribal, I post on LinkedIn, I post on Threads, I post on Blue Sky, I'm sure I'm missing one, Spoutable, I post on Spoutable, oh, and Mastodon. That's the every morning I post on all those sites. I don't want somebody to steal my name on X, frankly. So I'm kind of squatting on it. So I would not, you know, cancel my account, but I no longer interact with people on X. You know, if somebody sends me a message or responds to something I post, I by and large ignore it. If I am going to respond to somebody, I do it over on Blue Sky because I want to, you know, I want to help build that social media network. As an alternative. So those are my thoughts.
And then really quickly, I just want to say that I do get your Hartman reports and I enjoy reading them. In the one January 30, the IF report, I really enjoyed reading that. So thank you for all that you do, your insight.
Thank you very much. Good talking to you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
John in Middleton, Wisconsin. Hey, John, what's on your mind today?
Good afternoon, Tom. I wanted to talk about money. Specifically, modern monetary theory. Have you run across that?
Oh, yeah. What's her name? The woman who started this.
Stephanie Kelton.
Stephanie Kelton, yeah. She's been on this program many times. It hasn't been on for a year or so, but she used to come on fairly regularly. I'm familiar with modern monetary theory. I've read her book. I've read other books on it. We've had several other MMT, aligned economists on the program fairly regularly. So, yeah. What's your question?
Well, that's great. I don't know if you had a chance to watch her 90-minute documentary, Finding the Money.
Yeah.
That's a good show. The thing I'm saying is that people should have a a lot better understanding of how things work rather than the BS that we are normally fed by the government, that their federal government doesn't have any money.
Yeah. I thought one of the most interesting things that she points out, her trillion-dollar coin thing is actually starting to be taken seriously by some Democratic members of the House and Senate. But the most interesting thing to me was her reframing the national debt as an opportunity for the public to store money in a safe space that produces interest, which is exactly what it is. It's why when Andrew Jackson paid the national debt down to zero, it's only happened once in the history of the United States, it produced a really, really deep recession, or depression, actually, the worst we've had in history. It was worse than the Great Depression. And the reason why was because there was no safe place for corporations and rich people to put their money, or even foreign governments, for that matter. And what she was pointing out is that every time we get the national debt down, we get a recession. And I thought that was fascinating. I saw a graph that she had produced a couple days ago that showed the national debt or the annual deficit, actually, versus recessions. And I thought the whole thing fascinates me. I don't pretend to be an economist, but I get it. John, thanks for the call. It's 15, almost 16 minutes past the hour. We'll be in a few seconds. We'll be right back with more of your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend here on the Tom Hartman Program. Stay tuned.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's the place where we dare to say, is Walmart a person? Dare to ask, and we dare to say, no. The Supreme Court got that one really, really wrong. Everyone gets busy at the holidays, and it's so wonderful having ShipStation here to help us take the chaos out of shipping and make it smooth. Plus, ShipStation can save hours of work so you can focus on other parts of your business because you never have to worry about shipping and fulfillment again with ShipStation. It's super easy to automate shipping tasks and manage orders in one simple dashboard. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers, with discounts up to 88% off UPS, DHL Express, and the Postal Service rates, and up to 90% off FedEx rates. 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation, and 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Calm the chaos of order fulfillment with the shipping software that delivers. Switch to ShipStation today. Go to ShipStation.com and use the code Tom, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your free trial. That's ShipStation.com, and the code is Tom.
The Todd Alba Show.
The argument from my former party has been, it's not the guns, it's mental health. Well, no worries, folks. Governor Evers has got you covered. He introduced a plan to put millions of dollars into mental health, particularly for young kids. And the Republicans in the chamber did not clap. If you can't be it for kids, then what the heck can you be for? Jeepers, criminy.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
There are solutions to the rot in the Supreme Court, and it's a congressional binding code of ethics. There are solutions to the corruption. It's a constitutional amendment to declare that money isn't speech and corporations aren't people, and we can do this. These are things that Americans agree on no matter our party. We all know that presidents aren't kings.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local civic media radio station and on the civic media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Hey, are you ready to move more easily and independently without pain and stiffness holding you back? Want to look in the mirror and see a plump, hydrated glow instead of more fine lines and wrinkles? Discover Native Path Collagen, made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the two most important types that make up 90% of the collagen in your body. Found in your cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, and gut, types 1 and 3 provide maximum benefits without the need for unnecessary fillers. Native Path Collagen is a single-ingredient formula with no fillers, additives, or artificial sweeteners. Plus, it's third-party tested for heavy metals, ensuring purity and safety. Completely flavorless, Native Path Collagen can be added to anything, coffees, smoothies, soups, you name it. Its peptide formula makes it more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed more easily and mixes perfectly without clumping. And you can get 3 or 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other brands. Visit getnativepath.com/Hartman. Get G-E-T Native Path. Getnativepath.com/Hartman with 2 N's at the end. And start your transformation today. Getnativepath.com/Hartman.
Don't obey in advance. Don't give them your will. Most of
22
their
minutes
power
past the hour, picking up the calls here on the on our weekend program. Larry in Los Angeles. Hey, Larry, what's up?
Oh, I just want to let everybody know, I'm not getting all bent out of shape over Donald Trump being president right now. I mean, I spent eight years trying to stop that clown, that lying, felon, corrupt, criminal, traitor from getting back into the White House, and the billionaires putting back in there anyway. So for the next 2 years, I'm cool. I am good. I'm not going to be posting on Yahoo anymore. I'm letting them have that space because it's not going to do any good to do that in the next 2 years. I can't affect anything from this point forward. The liar is back in the White House. The criminal is back in the White House. So I'm getting rid of some of my anxiety. I'm not fighting Donald Trump anymore. I'm just going to take care of my life, and I got my popcorn, and I am ready to enjoy the clown show.
Okay, Larry. I'm all in favor of taking a break occasionally, and, you know, like Louise's song, you know, go out in the woods. But I do think that our breaks should not be a 2-year-long period. It's just my take on this. But I get it. I get it. Everybody's got to deal with it in their own way. So I'm curious your thoughts on the latest Fed activity, Larry, given that that's your bailiwick.
The Fed is pure fascist right now. They've sort of boxed themselves into a corner. Mm-hmm. With this big lie that claimed that inflation was sticky. Inflation was not sticky. It dropped from 9% down to 3%.
Right. 2.4% at the valley?
Pardon?
It was 2.4% about 4 months ago, wasn't it? Wasn't that the bottom?
Yeah, it got low. Yeah. So that's not sticky. That's a blatant bald-faced lie by Powell. What our fascist media did is they ran with that because that would get rid of Biden. So they kept talking about sticky inflation when it was Powell's Fed rates that were sticky. They stuck at 5.5% all the way till September.
Oh, it was sticky high interest rates.
It was very sticky.
Yeah.
So they fed us this.
But they just refused to lower them after Trump demanded it. I mean, that's a good sign, isn't it?
A little bit of independence.
It's not. It's one of those situations where he, when you keep the Fed rate at a high level, the economy kind of adjusts to that, and it starts feeding upon itself, and people start going out and buying these long-term CDs. They start putting their money in bonds. At that point, the Fed is almost losing control over the bond levels, which is why they're beginning to rise up to the levels where they were when Powell destroyed four banks in California and New York, and then transferred all that money over to North Carolina. Gee, that was good for the Republicans, wasn't it? And then Elon Musk, another fascist, just moved all, after he made all this money in California, he moved it, his company, to Texas. And then he went, Elon Musk actually made more money under Joe Biden than he did with Donald Trump, if you go check it out. He only made about $150 billion under Donald Trump. He made over $2 trillion. $1.5 trillion. Let me get this right. He made roughly $150 billion under Donald Trump. He made $200 billion under Joe Biden.
Makes sense.
And a lot of people won't realize that. But this is the thing about Republicans, and it's the thing about rich people. They're as stupid as they can be. Every time a Democratic president is in the White House, the rich people make more money. And then they rush out and they fund these incompetent, these fascist Republicans
who give them tax breaks
so they can lose money.
No, they, well, you know, the rich people love recessions, Larry. And I, you know, your point is well taken that Republicans, every Republican president, you know, since Nixon has given us a recession, and only what? Only one Democratic president has? But
rich people only love recessions.
But the recessions are buying opportunities for
years.
Yeah, they just, they want it to only last a short while.
That's only the last 15 years. If you actually go back and look at who loses money, the stock market goes down when we have recessions. Rich people own the bulk of the stock market. They lose money when we have recessions.
But they don't. They hang on to their money and they ride it back up when it goes back up. The people who lose money are the people with 401ks who during the recession lose their jobs and they have to liquidate their assets at a loss, so that they can be picked up by the rich people. I mean, this is J. Paul Getty and Joe Kennedy perfected this in 1930.
I've looked at this, Tom. What I'm telling you is that the rich people lose the most money during the recession. Like, until we got fascism under George Bush and Donald Trump, that's when they started pouring in the trillions of dollars.
Now it's working for them. Okay. Larry, I got to run. Thanks a lot for the call. Always good to hear from you. It's 27 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
This is the place where smart people get their news. We'll be right back with your calls on Anything Goes Weekend. Stay tuned.
Old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Philadelphia officials not talking about how many fatalities there have been in the wake of a jet ambulance crash on the city's northeast side shortly after taking off. 6 people aboard the aircraft.
On behalf of 13 million Pennsylvanians, we are all here for Northeast Philly tonight.
Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro says Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy has dispatched investigators.
He has dispatched 4 members of the FAA to Philly, and there are 4 members of NTSB on their way as well.
At a medical facility in the Detroit suburb of Troy, Michigan, a hyperbaric chamber exploded, killing a 5-year-old boy inside the machine and injuring his mother standing nearby. South Carolina gave a lethal injection to Marion Bowman Jr., condemned for the shooting death of a friend whose burned body was found in the trunk of a car in 2001. He maintained his innocence all along. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're a fan of the video game Fortnite and Sabrina Carpenter's music, this might be the most earth-shattering news you've ever heard. So have a seat. The pop star is in talks to have her image featured in the game Fortnite, according to Forbes, which reports the game will use her music and develop a skin in her likeness. Other artists that have been featured in Fortnite include Eminem, Bruno Mars, Lady Gaga, Mariah Carey, and Metallica. I still love watching people do the Fortnite dance. Selma Blair is back to work. The actress is the star of films like Cruel Intentions, The Sweetest Thing, and A Guy Thing, co-wrote by yours truly. Did you really think I was above making a shameless plug? Blair announced in 2018 that she was dealing with multiple sclerosis. According to Variety, the actress has signed on to 3 new film projects, including Stay Forte, which is the story of the 3 Israeli hostages taken by Hamas October 7th of last year. No real details were given about her MS, other than the actress says she's feeling much better. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
The Bucks head west. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks open a 4-game road trip. Tonight, they're in L.A. against the Clippers. Following that, games in Utah, Portland, and San Antonio. Men's college basketball, Marquette with another win over Villanova. 87-74 last night in Milwaukee. The Golden Eagles have never lost to Villanova since Shaka Smart took over as Marquette's head coach. The Badgers host Nebraska tomorrow at noon at the Kohl Center. NFL conference championships. First, the Eagles and the Commanders at 2, followed by the Chiefs and the Bills. Quarterback Josh Allen hoping to lead the Bills back to a Super Bowl for the first time since Jim Kelly was the quarterback back in 1994.
You always remember the feeling of not pulling through. You know, that sticks with you for a while, and it really doesn't leave. But again, I think every year that you go through in this league, you learn more things about yourself, about your team, about the game of football. We look at that, and, you know, we just love the opportunity that we have.
That's the Bills' Josh Allen. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Thickening clouds for tonight, a low in the upper teens. For tomorrow, cloudy sky, breezy, some snow showers in the afternoon, a high in the low 30s. Then turning partly sunny and warmer Sunday, high climbing into the low 40s. Right now it's 22.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Where are you at with dome stadiums?
Oh, love them. Snow games are awesome, but it's also a risk of injuries and everything.
Give me a dome anytime. I don't want to see elite athletes running on snow like it's me playing out there and tripping and slipping. I want to watch those guys run. I want the receivers to run and catch their passes. I want to see great athletes being great athletes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor.
No court in the country came closer to overturning the 2020 election results than the conservative majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And we have Brad Schimmel, who's been siding with January 6th rioters. So if you want your vote to count going forward, show up and vote on April 1st. Let's channel that energy into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News with Pat Kreitlow.
Monday morning, we'll talk about the controversy over how test scores are rated in Wisconsin schools and connect the dots to neglect from the legislature.
Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Their newspaper, advocacy resources, and a community of like-minded people fighting to ensure reason and our secular constitution prevail. Don't let Christian nationalism dominate our laws and values. Visit ffrf.us/Hartman today, or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's on the end, to 511-511, and become a member today to protect the rights of free thinkers everywhere. Visit ffrf.us/Hartman, or text Hartman to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
But the cracks in the foundation, they're part of his plan to dismantle the democracy we built by hand. Calls and press the enemy, rewrites the truth, turns allies into traitors, empowers the uncouth. Courts packed with loyalists, the rule of law bans. Will we watch in silence as our freedom ends? Do not obey in advance, don't fall in line. When the strong man calls, remember the signs. Question the orders, resist the dance. Save democracy, not obey in advance. Women's rights under fire, their voices suppressed. Owing lines stretched for miles.
Welcome back, 36 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend. Frederick in Indianapolis, Indiana. Hey, Frederick, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Good to talk to you. One quick correction. I'm actually calling from Minnesota, southeast Minnesota, near Rochester. It's District 1 there.
Oh, okay. Shall I list it as Rochester, Minnesota, then?
Yes, that's more
okay,
accurate. I appreciate that. Perfect. So what I wanted to talk about today is actually a couple of topics that I've seen talked on today while I was actually sitting here waiting to get on the show. We talked a little bit about Kash Patel and what this seems to be is a blind loyalty to Donald Trump. And I wanted to expand upon that because I've recently gotten my hands on a couple of the letters and emails sent out to federal employees. And I wanted to read one small section from their announcement on DEI and how they should be considering DEI more expansive and be looking for code phrases or any efforts to be inclusive. And the final line of this memo is, there will be no adverse consequences for timely reporting this information. However, failure to report this information within 10 days may result in adverse consequences.
Now, this is this information being turning in your fellow workers, right?
Correct. Turning in anyone who's proposing or pushing for these DEI policies.
Right.
And part of where this becomes alarming to me is that this isn't just, to a certain extent, the people who are concerned about immigration, calling ICE, calling these agencies and reporting people. They're actually trying to mandate a push towards this exclusion of people based upon all of these different factors. And, you know, any efforts to do that really, to me, seems like they're crossing over this line that exists where the government, you know, they're no longer pretending that they're serving the people in this case. And I'd like to hear your thoughts on that, but I actually wanted to expand on the idea of not being heard by our government representatives a little bit further. And Tom, if I can, I'd like to dive into my own personal experience here in District 1 of Minnesota. My representative is Brad Fittad. I have been calling his office sometimes a couple of times a day to raise concerns around, you know, a variety of things, proportional use of violence in foreign conflicts, things here like the separation of kids, this Guantanamo Bay situation. And in about 18 months of calling, I have asked for requests both on specific policy and legislation, as well as sort of moral concerns about his stances. And in all that time, I've gotten two responses from Brad Finstead. And this kind of continues more because the next step for me is contacting my governor or my senators, and I'm really not getting any type of response from them ever. So what I wanted to touch on is something that you had an older gentleman on a few minutes ago, and he talked about this push towards the Civil War. I don't want to talk about this Civil War as if it's going to be, you know, red coats and blue coats and lining up across from each other in fields. Because I think that there is a real push for people who don't feel heard by their government to resort to acts like violence. And I think that's a very real possibility, not in a civil war capacity, but definitely in this possibility for escalated political violence. And I think the message that I wanted to have to people, because, you know, I remember Larry's name as well. He talked about kind of checking out a little bit and taking this break. But, you know, this is the time when the other side of the aisle is going to start to have their eyes open, whether or not it's going to be right now or it's going to be after photos of Gitmo come out or really, you know, some of these policies come back to bite them. But this is the time to start reaching out, because I'm starting to see some of them turn, some of them realize the mistakes. And I think that, you know, that's a big topic and a big ask to put on people. But when we start to recede and pull back, that's one of those key tenets of fascism that's going to allow them to continue to take away those rights. We have strength when we work together.
So two thoughts. The first is that when oligarchy really starts to bite, and we're seeing the early stages of that right now, where the oligarchs basically take over the government. You've got Elon Musk now going to the Treasury Department and saying, you know, I want access to the names of everybody who gets a government check, period, and all the details. Then typically what happens is people start pushing back. And sometimes within government, sometimes just, you know, the population. And this is, you know, they're not going to be pushing back about Elon wanting our records because that's just too abstract. But they do start pushing back. And when they do, then the regime is faced with two choices. Either they revert back to democracy, which is, you know, what Lincoln brought about for us. And frankly, what Franklin Roosevelt did in the 1930s, or they clamp down and start shooting people in the streets and imprisoning their political enemies, which is what they did in Egypt. It's what they did in Turkey. It's what they did in Hungary. It's what they did in Russia. It's what they did in the Philippines. It's what they did in Malaysia and Indonesia. It's what Modi is doing in India right now. It's, you know, I could go on. It's what Netanyahu is doing, arguably. And so at some point fairly soon, I think, the Trump administration is going to have to make a choice and, you know, which road to go. And my guess is they're probably going to go that latter road. And that's going to be a real come to Jesus moment for the country and particularly for many members of the Republican Party. With regard to the denunciations where federal employees are being required to turn in their friends or neighbors or, excuse me, co-workers if they're involved in any sort of DEI activity, which could be as something as simple as just hiring a black person or a woman. You know, I when I lived in Germany, one of the things that my friend Horst von Heyer, who's now passed away, he was a member of the German Nazi youth. He was 15 years old when the war ended. And, you know, and had come up, you know, into the Nazi youth. He'd been in the Nazi youth from the time he was around 7 or 8. And what he told me was that when he was real young, you know, early in Hitler's reign, that all the radio stations had call-in programs where people would call in and denounce their neighbors. They'd call in and they say, you know, the Johnsons who live at 123 Acme Street have been speaking against Hitler, and somebody should look into this. And the brown shirts, the volunteers, the militias that were loyal to Hitler, and later, you know, became incorporated into the army, they'd show up at those houses and they'd drag people out in the streets and beat them. Sometimes they'd set their houses on fire. Sometimes they just, you know, terrorize them. And
that's a very real concern with the January 6th pardons really clearly send a message to these groups.
Absolutely true. Absolutely true. And this is a classic strategy of fascists. Putin's got a group called the Grey Wolves. It's a motorcycle gang. It's national. It's all across Russia. And they go out and they beat up, you know, for fun, they go out beating up mostly gay people and immigrants, you know, dark-skinned people. But also, when Putin has political enemies, he can direct them, and he does it, you know, kind of by making public statements against people. And then suddenly those people have got a motorcycle gang kicking in their door. What's his name in Hungary? Viktor Orban. He's got a group that I'm forgetting. There's actually three groups in Hungary. Who are paramilitary groups who go around and terrorize people, you know. And so this whole denunciation thing is, I think, one of the most dangerous things that the Trump administration is doing and one of the least covered. And I should probably write an op-ed about it, you know, invoking the German radio shows, because this, I think that's where we're going to end up. Frederick, thank you for the call. Sue in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Hey, Sue, what's up?
Hi. First of all, I want you to know I'm retired. I'm in my 70s, and I'm a widow. So I'm getting Medicare and all this stuff. My first question I want to kind of center on the remorse of Trump voters. And there's an article I found, and I'm hoping it's a good resource. It's called the Idaho Statesman.
It's a newspaper out of Boise. It's one of the one of the statewide newspapers. I think it's the only statewide newspaper in Idaho. I may be wrong, though. I don't live there.
Okay. What this woman, you know, trying to rewrite history, Boise woman guilty in Capitol riot rejects Trump pardon. And here's something she said. Pamela Hemphill said she was in a cult and got out and called pardon. Are you still there?
Yeah, I am. Sorry. An alarm clock just went off.
She said she was in a cult and got out and called pardons a slap in the face of police officers who were attacked.
Right.
And I'm also thinking, you know, along the same line of remorse of MAGA vote Trump supporters. He promised on day one he would work on the price of groceries and eggs. They're going up.
Yep. And they will continue to go up, especially if he starts putting tariffs on things and his bird flu gets worse. Yeah.
Yeah. And another thing, you know, I'm concerned the talk about cutting, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid. You know, my son is a special needs young adult. And so he's on Medicaid and Medicare and SSI and SSDI. And I'm concerned about that, too. So, and I'm thinking also in terms of many of the Hispanic people who voted for Trump against their own wishes, and maybe they're having remorse, too. And I'm wondering if all these people with buyer's remorse are going to turn against him. And
well, that's what happened in 2020. You know, that's what happened in 2020. People, you know, the memory of the Trump chaos was fresh in people's minds. And so they voted for Joe Biden. I don't think it was as much a vote for Biden as it was a repudiation of Trump. And I think the proof of that was the 2024 election. But I get what you're saying, Sue, and I share your concerns. And what we're hearing right now is that the Trump administration is going to be floating proposals to means test Medicaid, which will throw millions and millions of people off Medicaid. Probably not your son, but people who are not disabled. Sue, thank you for the call. I'm sorry to hear
that. You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Exposing the con in conservative. I'll be right back with your friends.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Hey folks, this is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. We have all stopped at a convenience store for a necessity or two. A bottle of water, a half a gallon of milk, or a bag of pickle-flavored potato chips. I mean, those are necessities in your house too, right? But there is a cost for that kind of convenience, as much as 54% more. Now, when I was in my early 20s, like some of you, I may have done most of my shopping at the 7-Eleven around the corner from my apartment. And boy, oh boy, I wish I had known that shopping regularly at convenience stores instead of supermarkets meant I was paying a lot more for my groceries. A National Institute of Health survey recently found that milk can cost 11 to 14% more at those stores. Apples and bananas, 10 to 53% more. And cereal can cost as much as 54% more. So, for your regular food shopping, keep more money in your wallet and head on over to the supermarket. For more tips on saving, text MONEY to 88285. This is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Donald Trump did not campaign on stopping Meals on Wheels to homebound seniors. He did not tell you he was going to cut road safety projects or state-based homeland security initiatives. But that was always the plan. And while a judge late yesterday hit the pause button, it has been a busy 18 hours as people and agencies and businesses took in that gut punch.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Open that conversation with this person that you disagree with so much by trying to find the shared value, the thing that you both actually agree about. Challenge yourself to keep bringing it back to the value that we agree on and maybe even the outcome that we wish to see. Go have the tough conversation, because you know what gets better with practice? Those tough conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local civic media radio station and on the civic media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local civic media radio station and on the civic media app.
You are listening to your local civic media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the civic media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
When I was just a kid, I had a wicked little plan. A paper bag of dog poop and a lighter in my hand. I'd sneak up to a porch, set the fire to a blaze, ring the bell and run off laughing. Oh, those were the days. But now I'm seeing flashbacks, and it's not so fun. There's a grown man in the White House pulling this on everyone. Each morning there's a package, flaming bright and strong. And America's left cleaning up. Yeah, this is Trump's ding-dong. Trump's ding-dong, another flaming mess, delivered every morning.
Welcome back, 52 minutes past the hour. Another flaming bag from Donald Trump. That was a great call. Augusta in Cape Vincent, New York. Hey, Augusta, what's on your mind today?
Well, on my mind, sir, is the following. I'm a 91-year-old. I am actually a registered Republican. I've never voted Republican, but I am a registered Republican, mm-hmm. probably because of my father-in-law. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I have started this letter writing to various senators about this that I believe. I believe that when Trump released 1,500 people from prisons who were convicted of insurgency, that he committed aiding and abetting crimes against our country.
I agree.
Because they were criminals.
I agree.
And I have called about 10 different people today, and I'm appalled that 8 of them said, well, I don't know if I can do that. I mean, what good is it going to do for me to call a senator who probably won't listen to me anyway? And my point is that if enough of us make these calls, whether we're right or wrong about this, and I don't believe I'm wrong, somebody's got to start paying attention to it. Because I believe that he really is aiding and abetting these insurgents. And they are out on the streets now promising to do the same things again against people who don't follow Trump. A fascist leader, listen, I grew up in the 1930s. You want to talk to me about fascism? I know. All right? I come from a family that were always voted. My father and mother were immigrants, and they always voted in this country because they believed that it was their duty to do so.
Right.
And they also talked to their representatives in the state and in the city and around and told them what they thought. That's what we have the right to do in this country. But apparently we're not going to have that right for very much longer unless people really start, make your voice heard, not just sitting in a living room talking about it. Actually put a letter and put it to paper or put it online and send it to your senator. I think that's so important.
Amen. That is brilliant, Augusta. And also call them. The number is 202-224-3121 for the White House switch, or for the congressional switchboard. Give them a call, too. Augusta, thank you. That was brilliant, and I really appreciate your wisdom. Jeff in Portland. Hey, Jeff, what's up?
Hey, happy Friday, Tom. Great show today, and thanks for the compelling Hartman reports from yesterday and today. Might I suggest emailing them to the new DNC chair, because for the next two years, we're going to need a Democratic Party that is relentless in painting Trump and the Republicans as a party of oligarchy, and one, as you say in your piece, that has grifted and gutted $50 trillion from the middle class since Reagan. And if we don't stop them now, they'll keep going until they have every last dollar. As you said yesterday, they laid the groundwork for this grand theft by using the fear of a Soviet-style takeover of America and capitalism. And as we see, they're going to continue to use fear to distract us. And that fear is fear of the other, the fear of immigrants, the fear of trans people, the fear of DEI, in other words, black and brown people, et cetera, et cetera. So if the Democrats don't fight fire with fire, Tom, this is how we go from oligarchy to fascism. And this is why, you know, myself and I think you agree, we call MAGA a neo-Confederate and neo-fascist movement. And finally, Tom, hopefully there's going to be a few Republicans with enough self-respect to reject these dangerous nominees like Gabbard, Patel, and RFK Jr. What do you say?
I hope so. I'm with you, Jeff, and I hope so. We'll find out next week. Jeff, thank you for the call. And thanks for being with us today. Have special thanks to Louise Hartman, Sean Taylor, Nate Atwell, Jamie Holly, Nigel Peacock, Sue Nethercutt, Patrick Hoyt, Geraldine Halbert, Ron Hartenbaum, Chase Spross, Nicholas Miller, Pat Sweeney, Jay LeBlanc, Jeremy Peterson, Connor Arroyo, Carna Verde, Martha Salinas, Mateo Robertson, Diane Russell, and Ruben Michaels. All the folks who work on this program, thank you. And thank you to you for calling in, for spreading the good word, and get out there, get active, tag you're in. Have a wonderful weekend. I'll catch up with you on Monday.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Hey, are you ready to move easily and independently without pain or stiffness holding you back? You want to look in the mirror and see a plump, hydrated glow instead of more fine lines and wrinkles? Discover Native Path Collagen, made with only type 1 and type 3 collagen fibers, the two most important parts that make up 90% of the collagen in your body. Found in cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, and gut, types 1 and 3 provide maximum benefits. Native Path Collagen is a single ingredient formula with no fillers, additives, or artificial sweeteners. Plus, it's third-party tested for heavy metals, ensuring purity and safety. Native Path Collagen can be added to anything, coffee, smoothies, soups, you name it. Its peptide formula makes it more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed more easily and mixes perfectly without clumping. And you can get 3 or 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other brands. Visit getnativepath.com/Hartman and start your transformation today. That is getnativepath.com.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Dom Selvia.
Next time, our favorite Delano Democrat, Harvey K., joins to reflect on the legacy of the birthday boys, Thomas Paine and FDR. Also, will tariffs on Canada and Mexico lower prices for Wisconsinites? Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. The Todd Alba Show.
The argument from my former party has been, it's not the guns, it's mental health. Well, no worries, folks. Governor Evers has got you covered. He introduced a plan to put millions of dollars into mental health, particularly for young kids. And the Republicans in the chamber did not clap. If you can't be it for kids, then what the heck can you be for? Jeepers, criminy.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local civic media radio station or the civic media app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu.
An explosion happened and I just seen the sky light up and I pulled over and basically it was just real bad around here.
That man was driving on Philadelphia's northeast side when a medical evacuation jet, a Learjet 55 with six people aboard, crashed shortly after takeoff. It was raining, but the aircraft's age may have played a role.
This was a 43-year-old Mexican air ambulance. It had just taken off from northeast Philadelphia airport when it crashed into those buildings and burst into flames. It was headed to Springfield, Missouri. Air traffic controllers cleared it for takeoff, and then they went back to talk to it, and they couldn't reach, get into contact.
ABC Sam Sweeney. Sources telling ABC News the administration is drawing up a list of FBI agents and officials it wants fired or forced to leave the bureau. A grand jury in Louisiana indicted New York physician Margaret Carpenter for allegedly prescribing an abortion pill online in violation of Louisiana law. This is ABC News.